This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution. That's the one thing for me. It's a real big deal. I need you to be part of the solution. Right? I can't have you. Just don't be spewing party lines. Don't even spew the stuff I tell you without checking into it. I mean that. I don't want you, you know, I don't want you caught doing something stupid or just repeating something because I said it. I make mistakes. I've got nailed by stories before where somebody sent me, you know, a story and then what was supposed to be a, corroborating evidence, and it wasn't. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, head up to the website. Help me out here. Okay? A couple things going on. I want you to head over to the website. I want you to either give me your email address, because every week I send out an email. I let you know what's going on, what we're going to be talking about, some of the subjects we're going to be discussing. And then I also want you to, if you don't want to do the email thing, because some of you say, I already got enough emails, I don't need any more emails. Okay, fine, great. You don't want to do that? You don't want to play along? That's fine. But I'll tell you what, at least do this for me. Then sign up for the text messaging. You want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222, okay? Yes, I was giving out the wrong number for a while because they gave me the wrong number to give out. But anyway, get your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones to sign up for it. Let's irritate the crud out of them. Let's get them to think. Wouldn't that be nice? Getting them to think. You know, not everybody's, I can't name some of these guys because they're on our network, but some of these guys that just scream at the top of their lungs and they throw out stuff out there that's just so crazy that it turns out, I'm not saying that everything they say isn't true, but you got to pay attention and check them out. Don't just take what they say, you know, verbatim. So let's get back to this Chinese thing. You don't, David Fisher, who founder and owner of Landmark Capital. Now, you guys haven't heard of him for a while. He's had some health challenges. And I would ask some of you who pray to pray for him. I'm not going to tell you what they are. He hasn't given me permission to tell you what they are. But, you know, pray for him and pray for his family. And if you're not a praying person, then send your good vibes. Do whatever it is you do. To make sure that we want him healed, we want him whole. He's a good guy. He's an honest guy. And he and I used to go round and round about these tariffs. And I kept saying, you know, Dave, sometimes some people are overeducated. That they just can't deal with the common sense stuff. And what I mean by that is, you know, here China's been taking advantage of us for decades. Decades. When they let them into the World Trade Organization and others, they kept saying there were a lot that were concerned that by letting China in, who basically internally has no rules, these guys will do what they want to be number one. They want to have the strongest currency. They want to be the player. Notice I didn't say players, part of the player. That would be the player. Well, Monday, I won't say they threw up the white flag, but they definitely threw up like a beige flag. How's that? They're looking for a comment to this ongoing trade war with the U.S. Now, Trump, President Trump said, let's see what happens. I always love to call him indecisive when he won't just come out and say, yep, we're going to make a deal and we're going to make it happen. No, no. You don't know what China's going to do. They've backed out of a couple of deals already. But you notice that the mainstream media doesn't harp on that because that would, God forbid, that would make the Chinese look bad. We don't want to do that. The Asian markets have been crumbling and China's currency plummeted to an 11-year low following the latest tariffs on $550 billion in Chinese goods. Now, you know, some of us Americans, some of you guys, I know you don't agree with me, you've sent me an email, but here's the deal. I kind of said it jokingly, but for real. Do you think a crack addict gives up crack first thing in the morning and there's no pain? There's no withdrawal symptoms, anything like that? This is going to hurt. We have been so, right? I mean, think about this. We have been so dependent on them, right? I mean, seriously. We've been so dependent on them, you know, for loaning us money. Obama was afraid to threaten them in any way. I think we should. You know, my dad used to have this thing. It was kind of funny, right? If you owe the bank like 50 grand, you got a problem. And you can't pay it, you got a problem. If you owe the bank 5 million and you can't pay it, or 50 million, they got a problem. I want you to think about this. I mean, China, what is it? They own $1 trillion of our debt or something like that. That's what I heard. I don't know it to be true. I haven't checked it out yet. But China's debt, their own debt, it's over 300% of their GDP. Let that just kind of sink in a little bit, okay? They have a growth rate now, which is at a 27-year low. Remember, they have their own kind of quantitative easing where they build empty cities and stuff like that. It's always fun. So Trump is understanding it. They are not from a... We always, as Americans, as U.S., a lot of times we approach these things from a position of a meekness or weakness, whatever you want to call it. And China, who has no power to speak of, is approaching this from a position of strength. They have no strength. They are in trouble. And they want to make a deal. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Make Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Remember, the way you help the show. You like the show? Anybody like the show? Raise your hand. Look, there's a lot of you like the show. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, a lot happening up there. Speaking of which, I got coffee mugs up there. I've got the book up there. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels the left gave us. Now, look at the book I wrote. We published it at the end of 2016 when President won. It was perfect timing because he won, and then we were able, I added one last chapter to it. Didn't take me long, a couple hundred words. But many of those chapters apply today. My chapter one is, Absolutes, absolutely not. And it explains why the left doesn't want you to have right, wrong, boy, girl, yes, no. Can't have absolutes. One of the other chapters is, why do they have to lie to win? Why do they have to spin the truth? Why do they have to lie? Why do they have to play? Why? Because they have an inferior product. Right? I mean, seriously, if I had the production team, I would do something like a used car salesman trying to sell you the Democrat Party and their principles. Because the product doesn't work. It never has, really. But it's really gone off the rails. This is a party of no borders. This is a party of illegals before Americans. Right? This is a party of reparations for anybody who'll vote for me. That's what they've become. I'm telling you, JFK would have ran to re-register as a Republican at this point. Trump said on Monday that the officials from China called U.S. officials expressed interest in it. Let's get back to the table. Let's get this thing worked out. They need it worked out. They need it more than we do. You know, think about something. Under President Trump, we are 100%+ self-sufficient when it comes to fuel. We are exporting fuel. Right? I mean, think about this. Why is it, you know, I was talking to somebody today about the president. What is presidential? What are we looking for? Did we vote for a gentleman? Is that what we did? Did we vote for a guy that had perfect manners? Is that what we did? I didn't. Sorry, but I did not. And I don't want a guy with perfect manners. I really don't want a guy with perfect manners. I'm not there. So I want a guy that's going to walk in the room and go, you know what? I've had enough of this crap. You're not going to take advantage of me and my family anymore. You know, and that's how I see him walking in. This is my family. These are my people. These Americans, my family. You're not going to take advantage of my family anymore. You're not going to charge us outrageous prices. You're not going to give us inferior products. Some of you who've been with me for a long time, I remember going out of my mind because we were rebuilding a bridge in Oakland, California. It was cheaper, okay, to buy the steel or the girders already made from China, who threw it on a boat and shipped it across the ocean to Oakland, California. You mean to tell me we couldn't put our own steel mills to work? We couldn't make this happen? Are we serious? Look, now, yeah, he's a billionaire. He knows how to dress. He's got nice suits. I got all of that. If the man had ripped jeans, holy shirts, and old overcoats, but governed the way he governed, I would vote for him again. I'm not looking for a well-dressed man. I'm not looking for a well-dressed person. I don't even care how many times he changes his underwear. Some of you will know that story from a week ago. I want somebody to get the job done. That's all I want. I don't care how they do it. As long as they do it legally, I want them to get the job done. That's what I want. News of the possible opening in negotiations shortly after Trump threatened to declare a national emergency that would result in American businesses freezing their relations. Think about the chill that would go up and down their spines there. I mean, whether he was serious or not, when he said last week, I'm ordering American companies to find other companies to do business with other than the ones that are in China. And the barrage of tweets on Friday. So, I mean, think about this. He is shaking them up. He's shaking up their market. He's shaking up their confidence. And then at the Group of Seven, the summit in France, White House officials rejected suggestions that the president was wavering and insisted that his only regret was not implementing even more tariffs on China. Trump wrote on Twitter that world leaders of the G7 were laughing at all the inaccurate media coverage of the gathering. In response, Chinese Vice President Liu, he told a state-controlled newspaper on Monday that China is willing to resolve its trade dispute with the United States through calm negotiations and resolutely opposes the escalation of the conflict. Now, Reuters first reported, citing a transcript of his remarks provided by the Chinese government, and Liu is China's top trade negotiator. This is some doflunky that came out to give information. He went on to say that we welcome enterprise from all over the world, including the United States, to invest and operate in China. We will continue to create a good investment environment. We'll protect intellectual property rights. Not really. That's what they basically, they want that in writing. They want it in black and white, and what the penalties would be should China step over the line. They're very good at it. They're very good at it. We will continue to create a good investment environment, protect intellectual property rights, promote the development of smart, intelligent industries with our market open, resolutely oppose technology blockades and protectionism, and strive to protect the completeness of the supply chain. Look, here's the thing. If you've got companies that are, for all intents and purposes, any way you cut it, they are stealing our technology, no thank you. We should not be. I don't care how much it hurts. No, I'm serious. I don't. You know what? Then don't buy. If the iPhone is 12, 15, well, they're up there now anyhow. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, the original ones were like 500, 600 bucks. And now you're looking at 12, 15, 1800. Then don't buy one. Buy a cheap phone. Get over yourself. How selfish of you is that you don't care what China's doing to the rest of us. You don't care what they're doing to society as a whole, as long as you can get your iPhone for $532. It's wrong. And as it's being spoken in our wonderful, intelligent chat room right now, right? I mean, steel mills have reopened. The coal industry has fired back up. This is the way it should be. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Weather topping the headlines this hour, Tropical Storm Dorian could be a problem as it gains strength and heads in the direction of Puerto Rico. Then it could hit Florida later in the week. The system expected to dump lots of rain in Barbados and Dominica. And speaking of storms, this Thursday, August 29th, is the 14-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. President Trump, back from the G7 summit in France, he's optimistic a trade deal will get done with China.
Only if it's a fair deal and a good deal for the United States. Otherwise, I will not make a deal. We have billions and billions coming in, and I think we're going to get there. I do. I believe it more strongly now than I would have believed it a while ago. We're going to get there. We're going to have a fair deal.
The president says he believes China is sincere and has no choice but to make a deal because its economy is in trouble. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? Because if you're not part of the conversation, how can you be part of the solution? How does that work? No, really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room. You know, just being involved and being engaged. It works out so much better. Anyway, I do really appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there. A lot to where you can help out the show. We're talking about whether or not China, or as President Trump used to like to say, China is can hang. And they can't. They really can't. The Asian markets were in a world of hurt, especially on Monday with the open. Asian shares tumbled early Monday with Japan's benchmark. Nikkei average was 225, and it started plummeting as soon as trading began. It stood at, 20 million shares in the morning session, down 2.3%. I mean, these are, a lot of us, this doesn't mean much to. Let's just say all the Asian markets were down. All the Asian markets were in trouble. The yuan also slipped to 7.1 to the dollar weeks after Treasury Department formally designated China a currency manipulator, which had a sentiment to orbit. The Chinese, not us. Right? The Treasury Department said it would work with the International Monetary Fund to try to rectify the unfair competitive advantage created by China's latest actions. Now, basically, what President Trump is doing, which seems to be like we have lost the stomach to fight in this country. I find it amazing. We don't want to feel uncomfortable. We always want to feel good, right? And the gloves are coming off. Trump is going, look at, no more. I'm not going to talk to you nice. I'm not going to ask you. Now, many of you don't know this. You know, and again, I'm on a school board, when I first got on the school board, somebody had a lot of power in the Republican Party, but also what had been in Los Angeles County supervisor. I don't know if some of you may not know this, but Los Angeles County has the same budget as many third world nations, if not a bigger one. All right? They have their own Air Force. They have their own Navy. I mean, they almost act like a country in and of themselves. And what I thought was going to be a 35-minute meeting when I first got elected ended up being a two-hour meeting. And he gave me some of his time. One of the things that he said was, look, here's how this works. When you want to get something done, you ask staff to get it done. You ask people to help you out. You ask people to get you the information from within. When they don't do that, then in open session, you start asking it for them. And you'll only have to do it a couple of times. And you'll get what you're looking for from that point on. That's not a threat. It's not a nasty. I watched him operate, and he was right. He was dead right. I only had to do that one time, and they realized I was serious. Okay? And whether they were doing it on purpose or not didn't matter. I just, as an elected official, I wasn't getting what I needed to make the right decisions. And when I started getting that, when I started speaking up like that, everything changed. And that's what Trump is doing. He's coming in and he's saying, okay, no more of the niceties, no more of the white glove stuff, no more. No, we need to fix this. You have got to stop. This can't be 2 or 3 years of negotiating. Can't be. Because then another president comes in who's not interested as much and nothing gets done with it. Now, the several reasons why China's central bank would want to allow the yuan to drop, including to help struggling local exporters who want their products to be less expensive for international purchases. Right? Now, apparently, when you devalue your money, everything becomes, less for the shipper, not the receiver. On Sunday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters that if China would agree to a fair and balanced relationship, we'll sign a deal in 2 seconds. And he's right. Again, there are so many things that we need to get past. There's so many things they have to agree not to do. When it comes to the theft of intellectual property, they copy software. They come up with bogus, keys to be able to turn that on. And then the stuff locks up on you, and you've already paid for it. So let's see how this plays out over the next days, weeks, whatever. I'm telling you. This will go our way. If we can stay strong, if we can stay in the fight, not get all wonky on ourselves, we can win this, and we can win it good. Hey, the New York Times editor, I talked about this a little earlier, admits that the paper is just a low-end partisan rag. That's right. The New York Times editor accidentally admitted that he rebuilt his paper around the anti-Trump Russia debacle, if you would. I love this, though. Okay? I mean, again, rambling on, talking to somebody, and just letting it spew out of their mouth. And that the primary purpose of the Times has been to spread the Russian lies to destroy Trump. Now, that's not right. About a year and change ago, a guy that I was dealing with, that I had some business with, was a publisher here in California. And he said that he went to, and he wasn't a hardcore right wing, but he was at a point where he hated the way things were happening, in the news cycle. And he said he went to a publisher's symposium of some kind up in San Francisco, 200 and some odd publishers there. He said one of the first things out of their mouths, one of the first things that they talked about, was how they needed to bring Trump down. And that stories needed to be put out there and hammered home as to how bad Trump was. I'm sorry, I thought a newspaper was supposed to talk about the news. I thought the newspaper was supposed to put out facts and let us decide whether we want to get behind it or not, be part of it or not. Now, to any, sentient conservative, that admission would not really be news exactly, because we all knew that a lot of these papers they're all leaning left. They don't really care. If you just look at what they write on a regular basis, 91% of what they put in that paper, what they print in that paper, is nothing more than, you know, negative comments, fake news against Trump, fake facts against Trump. But now editor Dean Bouquet is finally admitting that the whole paper is just a low-end partisan rag and not the upstanding paper of record it used to be. According to Breitbart News, and Salon.com got a hold of a recording of the meeting in which Bankrupt made his admission. The recording was never to be made public. So, anyway, it's just, again, I don't want to read the whole story. I don't want to go through the whole thing. It's obvious. I'll put this up on the website later on as a story. And I think you'll see that they don't even care anymore. They are so in your face. They so believe that what they're doing is so right for you that they need to tell you. They need you to rely on them for information, for news, or for what to do. Pretty sad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, some of you were listening last week. This is, and I don't want to have this come off as I'm begging or I'm doing, oh, woe is me. Because I don't never mean it to be that way. I just know how to lay stuff out there, and you guys decide whether you want it or not. But we've lost a couple of more conservatives, and we're going to lose more because of the way Google's handling websites, the way Google is squeezing some websites and information to websites, the way Facebook is making it hard. Now, not all of us. We are station-based. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and check the station list. Listen on your local station. Call your local station. Thank them for carrying the show. If they don't carry the show, call them, ask them why they're not carrying the show. Now, what's wrong with them? Okay? I mean, seriously. You've got to get out there and support us, because social media is not. And even some of you who sent me a copy of emails that said Google had marked them as potential spam, or this site is known to put out spam and or fake information. We don't do that. We don't play that game. We don't need to play that game. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Federal court is saying, you can't nullify the Electoral College. Thank God. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Come on, little Charlie Daniels never hurt anybody. You know, doesn't get any more Americana than Charlie Daniels. Love that guy. Really do. Always have. And even though I'm a Yankee, love the Southern music. What can I tell you? Anyway, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of just the process, really. You have to get informed. You have to get engaged. You have to understand what's going on. I really don't like when people, you know, simply decide without any real fact, without any real work, without any real input, they decide what the truth is. They decide what the facts are. And it usually comes off of a tweet, if you would. Right? You hear something. You see something. You see it on Facebook. You decide that's where... It's just crazy. So, we've been listening to how this whole popular vote scam that they're trying to sell on you. right? I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing the uninformed spew the line of the Democrats that says we need to get back to the popular vote because that's when everybody gets a voice. Well, you know what? No. You know, I've done this one a million times. You know that that doesn't work. You know it won't help. Federal court has said enough. They've about had it. They undercut progressive efforts to nullify the Electoral College, and that's what they're trying to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do. In a major blow to state-by-state progressive efforts to effectively replace the Electoral College with a nationwide popular vote, a federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday that presidential electors in the Electoral College have an absolute right to vote for presidential candidates of their choice. Now, Democrats have increasingly said, now listen, usually the electorals, right, I mean, they usually vote the way the popular vote is in their state. Right? Now, Democrats have increasingly sought to erase the Electoral College by promoting state laws that would force electors to vote for the national popular vote winner. Right? So now all those laws are now in jeopardy, thank God. The decision also raised the prospect that the electors could legally defect at the last minute. They could decide the occupant of the White House on their own in dramatic fashion, weeks after an election. So the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals held that the Colorado Secretary of State violated the Constitution in 2016 when he removed an elector and nullified his vote because the elector refused to cast his ballot for the Democrat Hillary Clinton, who received a plurality of the popular vote. Now, that rogue elector was part of an unsuccessful scheme to convince enough members of the Electoral College to unite behind an alternative candidate and deny Donald Trump the presidency. The split decision by three-judge panel on a Denver appeals court asserted, listen, Article 2 and the 12th Amendment provided presidential electors the right to cast a vote for the president and vice president with discretion. And the state does not possess the counter. Listen, it is a constitutional right. And I don't want to say but, because then it sounds like I'm, you know, saying, okay, but I don't agree with it. Here's what I don't agree with. Here's what I take pause at, if you would. You know, in the days of our founding fathers and shortly thereafter, a 16, 17, or 18-year-old had a whole different mindset than a 16 or 17 or 18-year-old today. Liberals of the day had a whole different mindset than they do today. Right? Now, when you look at this as a whole, you say, what's the big deal? Most of the time, they'll follow what the people voted. Do you understand the amount of power this puts in any individual's hands? Look, the founding fathers knew that we would screw this up. Their thought process was when you had an elected official that was really, really, really whacked, really in bad shape, you know, like Hillary Clinton, which was obvious, you could see it. You see it with Joe Biden. It scares me to no end, not because he's a Democrat, but because he's a human being with some issues. He has got some real mental issues right now. I mean, when he comes out, he says, you know, He's in Keene, New Hampshire, and he thinks it's wonderful being in Vermont. I had no idea that Keene had been annexed by Vermont. Who knew? So, I'm very cautious, very careful. I don't think of that in that broad a light when it comes to this stuff. Because, again, those people back then had a different sense of patriotism, different sense of Americanism. And the only way they would have voted against the popular vote, should you have a Joe Biden, a Hillary Clinton, who had some obvious issues that they might have been uncomfortable with. The appeals court reasoned that once electors show up at the Electoral College, they essentially become federal actors performing a federal function independent of state control. I don't know if I agree with that. Prominent Democrats, including Representative AOC of New York, had slammed the Electoral College in recent weeks, calling it a racist scam. Isn't she special? The Electoral College has a racial injustice breakdown, AOC said. Due to severe racial disparities in certain states, the Electoral College effectively weighs white votes over the votes of color. Where does that happen? No, and notice that they never really really explain this stuff. Organized efforts to undermine the Electoral College have picked up steam this year. So-called National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which would commit states' electors to the winning of the national vote, has been adopted by 16 jurisdictions. That accounts for 196 electoral votes, including 15 states and the District of Columbia. So, you know, the beauty behind this is that this will go to the Supreme Court, and they're just going to laugh really hard. Right? I mean, seriously. More than 2,000 states also have laws binding electors to the result of the popular vote in those states, but the actual penalties for so-called faithless electors are minimal and in many cases non-existent. The ruling would spell doom for the new Colorado law that effectively signed the state onto a national compact by prohibiting states from forcing their electors to vote. Right? So this is great. Other states that, now listen carefully to the other states, which should scare you. Other states to sign on to this: Rhode Island, Vermont, Hawaii, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Washington, Connecticut, New Jersey, Illinois, California, and New York. I mean, God, give me a break. They're always, you know, what's next, the senators? No, really, seriously. What are they going to keep going after? They have no clue about any of this stuff. It's just really great that they speak out so loudly and they don't have a clue as to what they're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of good stories coming up, too, in the next hour. If you're going to, you know, we talked earlier about, I didn't go through it, but we talked earlier about the Duke, Duke professor? Of course, figures. Compares destructive Trump to Hitler. Right? Goes right down the whole list. Hitler, Stalin, Mao. And again, nobody called him out on it. And so it was really, when you say that President Trump could be responsible for more deaths than those people, I'm sorry, wasn't Hitler responsible for millions of deaths? Can they peg that right now? Can they put that, show us in real fact how many deaths Trump's responsible for? This is the guy that teed off a bunch of conservatives because he wouldn't go take on Iran over a drone. He did not want to kill 140 or 50 or 60 civilians over trying to take out a drone in Iran. Yeah, there's a warmonger for you, right? There's a guy who doesn't care about anybody else. Isn't it true? These people are so sick, and you know who I'm talking about. They're so sick, they're going to beat their brains out to try to blame anything they can on him. Anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can I do this really quick? I could. All right, so this goes under the sick file, right? Really sick. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Joseph, celebrates his dad's 72nd birthday with a gym photo. The guy looks just like him. This was the illegitimate son. I know they say you can't use those words anymore, but too bad I'm using them. You can always change the station. Right? Change the show. So he does a tribute to dad. He's 21 years old now. Wow, that was a long time ago, right? He shared a picture of him and his Terminator star dad pumping iron to wish him a happy birthday. I mean, how do you think this makes... I mean, again, I get it. Loves his dad. Got all that. But, man, how do you think it makes his other kids feel? Right? I mean, seriously. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate it. Look, we're even going to talk about the WikiLeaks email show that Clinton bribed 6 Republicans. That's scary. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. If you're leaving us, you can catch us online if your station's not carrying the show. Otherwise, we'll be back in a few minutes. Hopefully you will, too.